The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Bite by Bite, a show specific to the heart of Alabama Food Bank. They do wonderful work, and of course, they help Feeding America, food pantries. They work with churches. They just do it all. It's all good stuff here. And of course, the man who's behind a lot of this, the CEO of Heart of Alabama Food Bank, Michael Comey, joins us every single week. You want to talk about KPI and AI?
Of course, we could be talking about this on our Mission Minded show. Actually, it's really a business, but most people out there are hearing, it's more and more common to hear KPI, which stands for Key Performance Indicator.
Okay.
And the reason we have had KPI, so as I came into the food bank, and we really kind of did a reset in the food bank when I came in, I'm coming up on completing my third year.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So,
wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's insane. Sorry about that. That took me away for a minute. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when you're doing that and, you know, we kind of stripped it down to the studs and started back over, built some processes in. And always the question is, well, how do you know if the process is, like, if I go to a department head and go, hey, tell me, are we doing well? And he goes, yeah. And I'm, okay, well, how do you evaluate that? How do you know we're doing well? Mm-hmm. And so you have key performance indicators that you can check, like, okay, how much food per month are we distributing? Of that, how much is fresh produce? How much? So you can kind of see, oh, we're doing more fresh. We may be doing more pounds, but less fresh produce. So, and the reason you do KPIs that I think is very good, it does really two things. If I give somebody at an entry-level position, if I say, okay, here's the things I'm going to be checking every month, and they're 10 key things, well, that lets them know right off, hey, I got to make sure I'm staying on top of all these things, because this is going to get reported, and this is going to be indicative. The other thing it does, it helps you kind of see, when I get KPIs from all departments and kind of brought into one big picture of, are we growing? Are we stagnant? Or are we getting better in these areas? And also that it helps me know, because not only, for instance, if we're going up on electricity, for instance, if my electrician, and no, wait a minute, for the last 3 months, we reported an increase in that utility cost, then I can say, okay, out here to the side, well, what are we doing about it? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm not paying attention to that, I may not even be aware of it. And I may go 12 months without ever addressing it. But if I'm seeing in my KPIs and I'm 1 month, okay, you got a fluctuation, 2 months or 3 months, you're starting to see a trend. So you want to deal with that. And so out to the side, you can say, okay, at month three, this is the action that I took. So subsequent months, it helps you evaluate as to did it help it? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Did it have no effect? And you just continue to tweak that and report it. But if people are not reporting that, and if people are not paying attention to it, then you can have all sorts of inefficiencies built throughout your system. And you really don't know, because you're looking, especially as a CEO, you're looking at a macro level up here, and you can miss out on really important things. Now, having said all that, I don't have a food banking background, which requires a lot of logistics support. It requires a lot of warehousing, things that trucking, things that in the nonprofit space, typically you don't have to deal with. Nonprofits are very service oriented, and lots of times you're dealing with clients directly. And so things like logistics usually doesn't come into play. So I don't come from that background. So here's where AI, we've talked about AI on previous shows, but this has just happened this past week. I brought all my directors in and said, hey, we've got to establish KPIs for every department, and not just for every department, but for every division within that department. So every one of your people need to have KPIs in front of them of what you're checking for them. And they're like me, you know, I could see a little bit like, oh, well, what should we be checking? So we started from the top and said, well, here's our mission. Well, I need KPIs that help us that we can tie ultimately back into our mission, because I don't need to know information if it's not altering our mission or not, or telling us how effective we're doing that. So the bottom line is they were all like, where do we start? You know, that was an overwhelming task to them. And I said, you know where you start? You start at ChatGPT. So every one of my division people went on to ChatGPT and they said, I need a list of KPIs for a food bank warehouse or food bank operations department or food bank programs department. And it just vomits out KPIs. Now, what it now does that it didn't do at first on ChatGPT anyway, is it will converse with you in ways that it didn't before. So let's say it lists out 10 sets of KPIs. It says, would you like to take one of these further? And I can just reply, yes, number 8. And it'll take number 8, which is a KPI, and then break that out into more KPIs that's just focused on number 8. And so we put that together, and we're not done yet, but I mean the amount of days, but not just days. It simplified a very complex task. And that doesn't mean we're going to use them all, because we're going through the list and we're like, well, you know what? We do need to check this, but let's tweak it and let's do this. Or no, we're scratch this. We don't need this. We don't need this. Oh, we really need these things. Let's get it more. And we're building this accountability structure that just in every inch of our operations that will make donor dollars go further. That means we're going to get food out faster, which means there's less waste, all of that. And it's right there at our fingertips. So again, I am a huge fan of AI because there's almost nothing that I can't do that saves so much brain power. Yeah. And so I want to encourage the audience, if you haven't caught up to AI and you're not on it, don't be afraid of it. Just, you can go on to GPT or other AIs. Right now, you see, when you do Google searches, the very first that comes up, the very thing that comes up is AI.
An AI, yeah.
It's AI explanation. And then it has links that you can click on. And the world we live in today, I mean, I feel like I can almost go into any situation. I mean, you're going to see this in doctor's offices where a patient complains of these things. Boom, here's a list of all the AI things that it can tell you that you need to be mindful of. Mm-hmm. So a doctor doesn't, you know, the old schools, lots of times doctors miss things because they get kind of focused on one or two areas. Yeah. And it'll print out 10 things and say, hey, think about these things. Are they having any of these symptoms? So anyway, you'd think I own stock in ChatGPT, but the real thing is every organization needs KPIs to be able to analyze whether they're doing better or not. And boy, ChatGPT has helped us here. It's helped us in other areas. I just want to encourage people to get in it and put it to use and let them help your business. Let them help your operations, whatever it is, it'll go a long way.
And for the most part, it's free. And there's something else that you should, well, I actually did an entire podcast on ChatGPT a few months ago. And we did the whole podcast with ChatGPT. I wasn't on it. So the questions were being answered by Tony Curry on the ChatGPT, which was really weird. It sounded like me about 10, 15 years ago, but you can actually do a show just through AI, which is
scary. It's amazing.
Hashtag HAFB, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. This is Bite, Bite, Bite. Thank you, sir.
All right.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.